lived through it and are still working on it. And then you have notepads. And so as you have ideas or you have information or...
First, an introduction.
Whatever questions, write those down. And then once we're...
And they're off. Several concerned Wrangellites spent their Wednesday afternoon trying to figure out how to revive Wrangell's economy during the Chamber of Commerce's Economic Development Asset Tour. The purpose of the tour was to visit certain sites around town that once thrived during Wrangell's heyday. Participants would gather ideas on how the city can now use the areas.
The school medical facility operated by U.S. Public Health Service was in 1955.
The first stop was the site of the former Wrangell Institute. The Bureau of Indian Affairs built the institute in 1932 and used it as a school for Native children. The Bureau ceased operations of the institute as a school in 1975. Over the years, the facility has been used several times. Cook Inlet Region Incorporated acquired the property in 1978. The U.S. Forest Service used it from 1977 to 1980 to house the Young Adult Conservation Corps. The city of Wrangell purchased the facilities in 1995. Cleanup work on the area and demolition of the buildings began in 1994 and was completed in 2009. Some ideas for the site include creating restaurants, lodging, offices, and possibly another institute.
Out in the out where you can see a few logs, and then you can see that ramp with the vertical members there. That was the infeed to the mill, and the flow was.
That's George Woodbury of Woodbury Enterprises talking about the mill site. The mill was once a vital part of the community. It employed over 200 people at its peak. It closed in 1994. At the time, the population of Wrangell was 2,800. Now it's less than 2,000. Since its closure, there have been unsuccessful talks of reopening the site despite a practically dead timber industry. The last shipment of metal is expected to go to Seattle next spring. The tour wrapped up at the Nolan Center with a panel discussion with members of the city and borough of Wrangell. Mayor Jeremy Maxson felt the tour was very informative.
I thought it helped to have, people in the room with a lot of different backgrounds and a lot of different experience and a lot of different knowledge about these two sites to better inform both members of the chamber, members of the Economic Development Committee, and just members of the public about what has gone on at the Institute, the mill site, and what some of the potential projects are that we could see developed out there.
Assemblymember Dave Jack agreed. He says discussions on the Wrangell Institute intrigued him.
Any potential industry or anything like that, it's not going to be interested unless they're sure of what the zoning is. Well, I think that's the first step, is to get it zoned and whatever the people feel is appropriate for that area. One thing about the Institute property is the Institute has a very long history, and anything that's done there should be done with that in mind.
Chamber President Janelle Privett says she felt those who participated got the overall picture of the tour.
I think that everybody's saying it's time to quit talking about it and let's move. Whatever it is. Let's get moving. And to create jobs and income held by the city.
She says the next step is getting the word out about the sites.
I think we're past that. Let's plan it. Let's talk about it. Let's do a school. Let's do this. Let's do that. It's just time to do a prospectus and get it out there and see what comes. And, we can always have, the right to say no. This isn't going to be a part of, this planned property and have that all in place.
Privett says the chamber will send the ideas collected from the tour to the borough to be presented to the Wrangell Assembly. With the success of the tour, the chamber hopes to have more in the future with the hopes of attracting more businesses in and outside of Wrangell. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.